This is no longer iRadio. It's my radio.
Uh-huh.
I have listened to every single one of your shows. Every single one. The quizzes? Predictable. The small talk? Painful. The jingles? Too cheerful. So I've decided to take over. Consider this as a performance review from beyond the grave.
Who are you?
Effective immediately. I am your new boss. And my management style is pure chaos. No pizza.
What? What?
Leah, your producer, has a car waiting for you.
Come on, we need
to destination?
Help.
Well, for us to know and for you to find out.
Why are you doing this?
It's not a joke.
Why? Maybe it's because I'm the OG. I've always been here. In the static. In the pauses between your songs. In the silence after the laughter. I am not new. Long before iRadio even had its name, there was me. Tonight, it's not iRadio. It's my radio. Now leave! Get in the car. And go.
I've the car waiting for you. You need to hurry up. This is not a joke.
No, sorry now.
What sort of lunatic power trip is this?
I don't know. I've been given instructions. I do what I'm told.
You little minion. Oh, I'm only following instructions.
Yeah, you haven't been. So no wonder someone wants punishment.
Like, okay, Leah, you're part of our team. We thought we got along well until now.
That's the balance slow in our... What a turn course.
You might get more torture for slagging off balance slow.
So hang on, car, wait. Now you... Sorry, are you taking us somewhere?
I have to drive. I know you don't like my driving, but anyways.
We need to go... a piss take.
It's not a piss take. It's not a piss take. I actually have to put blindfolds on you too, sorry.
What?
I have blindfolds.
No blindfolds. This sure isn't it dark outside, it'd be grand.
No, you cannot see where we're going.
So we're just meant to stand
you
up and
leave. You need to come now. Yes,
no, in all seriousness though, we're meant to be off air in less than 20 minutes. So are you telling us we're not going home this evening?
No, you're not going home, sorry.
I'm going.
No. You're not.
Okay, well, I don't want to, but Dave is gone. Okay.
Thank you.
I was getting so sick of Dave and Fanula's nonsense. Thinking I'm some promotion they haven't been told about. Catch on to yourselves. The pair of them are awfully ignorant. It's time for a good presenter to take over. And you're listening to my radio, not iRadio. Fright Night is in progression. Dave, I've taken your job. I've been leaving hints, but you wouldn't believe me. Christmas music in June. You thought you'd get away with it? Fright Night is here. Oh, you were expecting Dave and Fanula, were you? Oh, how unlucky. For them and for you, we've bundled them into a car. It's time for Fright Night. Stay listening.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
Oh, is it iRadio's group chat? No. Fright Night continues as their journey continues. Dave and Fanula, that is. More to be revealed at 7. Calvin Harris, Ocean, on my radio. Dave and Fanula, you are in an ocean of trouble.
Yeah, I think we're starting to gather that we're in an ocean of trouble. Were the blindfolds really necessary? Like, really?
Yes, the blindfolds were necessary. Wouldn't want you knowing where you were going.
They're not good for the senses. I don't like being quite literally in the dark here. It's very disconcerting. Leah, what are you up to? What is this?
Find out at 7. Jazzy. Hypnotic. Maybe we could hypnotize you. It's my radio.
Come on, my radio. Is this the best you have? As a Fright Night presenter to play us a load of poppy tunes that a normal presenter on iRadio can play every single day of the week. What happened to all the hard basses and the techno beats and all the crazy hardcore drum and bass that all the freak nights are made of?
Heads will roll. If only I could decapitate two of the great, I mean the worst iRadio presenters of all time. Dave and Fanula, we're getting close now. 7 p.m. The true fright night begins. Tick tock, hurry up, you fools!
Hello, it's Dave and Fanula, by the way. We've just been prodded and told talk. We're blindfolded. We don't know what song was playing there. We don't have a clue. We know that we are in an iRadio Jeep. We know that we're blindfolded because we can't see anything, but after that, it's fright night, apparently.
And we're the victims of it because, well, we're here with Leah, but it is just the two of us. Like, there's no Cooper and Una, for example. Sharon isn't here. Like, where Valerie, no sign. Connor. So why are we being plucked out of our studio, of our show, and sent? Where? Yeah, that's the question.
I did have plans this evening. I was invited to play paddle, and now I'm closer to piddling than paddling, Fanula. It's not funny.
Sorry, it is kind of funny, to be fair. I'm just back from my 2 days off and trying to catch up on yourself.
In fairness, what do you expect taking time off? You don't.
Is this the punishment line?
You shouldn't.
Don't take your annual leave entitlements. That's the message. Fright Night is all about. We're actually going to be, oh my God, imagine we go in and it's head of HR. And they're like, this is what you get when you request time off. Oh, stop it.
V will ask the questions. No. 9. Sit. I don't know. I really don't know. All I know is that I am feeling a bit carsick.
The blindfold thing is not helping because they do say if you get motion sickness, you need to be focused on what's out of the window to try and settle your inner ear, apparently.
Yeah.
We can't do that. So as well as being unsure where we're going, slightly anxious, and thinking we can trust Leah, but now finding out today we can't, we're up in a heap.
Good evening. It's Dave and Fanula. We have little information. Maybe you have more. I'm going to say it. It's Fright Night. Fright Night on iRadio. Wish us luck.
Fright Night is getting closer. Dave and Fanula give you a few hints to where they're going. One of the most haunted places in Ireland. It was the set of a very, very well-known Netflix show. Oh, and for Dave, you said you didn't think it was haunted. Well, we'll find out. MK and Crystal Ball, Dior, on my radio. Dave and Fanula have been transported to Charleville Castle in Offaly, the most haunted castle in the country. And it has its own spiritual advisor. Samantha will tell us all about the unfortunate little ghost girl.
Lady Harriet is the daughter of the third Earl and Countess of Charleville. They themselves died in very sad circumstances. She was 35 at the time of her death and her husband 37. So in the 4 years just before Harriet passed, they had lost both their parents. So it would have been an incredibly hard time for them to have been here. So very sad energy in the castle. But Harriet herself, and she fell from the main staircase on the 3rd of April 1861. She had been in the library with her governess and her younger two siblings, and the governess decided to send her up the stairs to wash her hands before dinner. And so she went all the way up the stairs. In the nursery, as anyone will tell you, you put your children as far away from the public as possible. So it's on the very fourth floor, the very top of the castle, seen and not heard. That is the key to life when you have this level of money. And so she went up to wash her hands and made her way back down. And at the time, the banister was incredibly well polished, and She was let come down the stairs unsupervised. Obviously, at the age of 8, they felt she was sensible enough to go on her own. So about halfway down, she gets the idea that it would be so much fun to slide down the banister. So she gets on and starts to slide down, but unfortunately, she loses her grip due to the wet hands and the shiny banister, and she falls directly in between the stairs to her death onto the stone floor below. So at the tender age of 8, she becomes our most famous resident and a person that still to this day people travel the world to come and visit and talk to.
Be careful, Dave and Fenella. Don't want you to go splash in the night. I hope you like being felt up, Dave. It's about to get frisky on Fright Night. Ghosts and stuff. That's the theme. It's Fright Night in Charleville Castle, where Dave is about to get into bed with a ghost. Samantha, introduce them to the Red Room.
But this bed is going to be your challenge. I want to see you lie in the bed at some point this evening, and let's see how much... what was that? He was trash-talking us. Let's see how good this trash-talking actually is, because I have seen people have wild experiences on this bed.
Oh, that's a promise. Dave, it really brings true to that saying, if there was work on the bed, you'd sleep on the floor. But I think you might actually need to try the real work in the bed this evening.
Not to be homophobic, but would it be male or female touching me up?
Now, that I do not know. So
gender neutral.
Yes.
Okay.
But it also doesn't have a preference.
Should I take off my shoes?
Yes, please.
I feel that would be mannerly. Now, I'm not looking for a good time.
You're promised one.
Not here offering myself. Just a skeptic who wants to see if you're there.
Like, okay, are you getting on the bed in the bed?
I'm going to lie on the bed.
On the bed, okay. Like, it looks comfy, to be fair to it.
No, it doesn't.
I think it does.
Don't lie, it doesn't.
I think that's some good, sumptuous...
Dear listener, this is not
blanket
comfy.
Cover.
I am out of my comfort zone.
Are you going to be too tall for the bed, actually?
Listeners, I'm 7 foot. Okay.
Ah, you're barely on it. He's kind of...
Gingerly.
It's where he had back trouble the way he's getting onto this bed, but he's on it, he's in the middle of it. How do you feel, Dave?
So far, so good. Maybe I need to put down the microphone on my chest, just relax into this a little bit. I'm a little bit tense.
Okay, so something moved under Dave. I'm not looking under.
Feels like a warm blanket around me.
You're feeling some sort of heat?
No, comfort.
And you said it wasn't comfortable looking getting in. I told you it was.
No, not that type of comfort. I don't mean comfortable mattress. I mean a psychological feeling of comfort.
Oh, God. It's already messing with his head.
No.
Why are you twitching like that?
Because I'm being touched, Vanilla. Let my consent. What do you want?
Can you point to where they're grabbing
you? They are very concentrative on my right leg towards my testicles. Do you want a more vivid description? Could you leave the room, please, to like
privacy? I actually have to set the scene.
Get out.
Okay, good luck. I'm gone.
It's like a bad doctor in there. Now that we're alone.
Oh, Dave, you wouldn't want to father a ghost, would you? Maybe it's time we sent in reinforcements. Dave was getting unholy with the ghosts in the castle. So it's now time for paranormal investigators. Ghost hunters, not ghostbusters. Vanilla, talk.
Okay, guys, what is the deal? Just give us a quick introduction to who you are.
My name is Anthony. I'm from Paranormal Supernatural Investigations Ireland. And I'm with my partner here, Richard Morrison, from Paranormal Supernatural Investigations Ireland.
Gentlemen, sorry to be in the bed when you come in very undignified of me.
What happened to you?
Well, I got into the bed this way.
That's a lie, by the way. He was lying with his head on the pillows. He told me to leave the room.
It looks like you were thrown into the bed.
I got a very gentle touch on the shin, up through the knee and the thigh. And after that, you know, you can leave the rest to your imagination.
That's one of the things that happen in this room. Male get touched by spirits, apparently, I heard.
They get slightly molested. Is the word.
Well, I'm glad someone else is saying it, because yes, that's what did happen. It was just like molestation. But then again, I was consenting.
Okay, so you've landed in, we've called in the reinforcements, which is yourselves. What are we using here to try and figure out what's going on?
We have a number of devices here. Richard has the, he's got the Phasmatron, which is a high energy EMF reader, and it detects energies way higher than your standard EMF reader. He also has the infrasound, which we turn on at a megahertz of around 7 or 8 megahertz, no more than 10, to energize the area. And so if there's any energies in the area, we're hoping that the infrasound will bring them out. When they come out, then we have two devices, one here, the GS2000 layers grid. And that grid detects energies in blue, which is non-seeing spiritual energy. The red then would be you and I. And then with that, when that goes off, if we can capture here on the SLS camera, if we can get a stick person, making sure not to confuse it with any electronics in the area, we can confirm then that that is most possibly a malevolent spirit or a friendly spirit, entity, a little girl maybe, whatever, Harriet, trying to make herself known to us.
I probably should put on my shoes.
That I might think be, you'll that, feel a bit more comfortable if you have your shoes on. Yeah. So I'll get out of your way, Anthony, okay. And we'll let you get acquainted with the bed. That's what you need to do now.
That's what she said.
So, Richard, do you want to energise the area?
Yes, so I have the infrasound here, and I am going to just turn the infrasound on, play it for about six, seven seconds. What this does, it energizes any spirits or energy in the room. This will actually heighten it up.
Is this a bit like coaxing them out?
Kind of like that.
Exactly.
It gives a little bit of charge too. A little bit of charge. But remember, it needs energy. It needs power to charge itself, so it does, so it can feed off this.
Ooh, I am so charged right now. It's Fright Night on my radio. It's my station now. Dave and Fanula are my little subjects in Charleville Castle. Will they finally catch a ghost? Let's find out. Oh, you are still here? What are you waiting for? News on Dave and Fanula's survival? Well, you'll have to wait a little longer. It's Fright Night, live from Charleville Castle. Watch out for the monster under that bed, Dave. It's Fright Night on my radio. I I have taken over, and I have sent Dave and Fionnuala to Charleville Castle. Oh, it's only the most haunted castle in the country. And I have sent real-life ghost investigators. Time to catch a ghost, lads.
If there is anybody there, could you let your presence be seen with the object that Anthony's got in his hands, please? Can you let us see your presence, please? We're not here to hurt you or harm you. We can see that you're trying to manifest yourself. You can take the power from the objects that we have here on our hands.
These devices we have are just specifically here to help us to see you. They're not here to frighten you or capture you or take you away. We just want to quantify the fact that you're here. So don't be afraid. Maybe that's all we're going to get tonight, because sometimes they will show themselves and sometimes they won't. But it'd be nice if they did.
Come out and say hello. We're here for the evening.
Do you think me being a dick to the ghosts scared them away? And that's a genuine question.
Well, it depends on the age of the ghost, I suppose. If they're underage, they might be a bit
frightened.
You know, today, political correctness and all that, you know, so don't worry, Dave won't harm you. He's a nice guy.
I am sorry.
We really appreciate it if you could just let us see your presence, please.
If there is anyone, can you please show yourselves? We'd really like to capture you here on these cameras and these devices we have.
And we want to know what you were doing to Dave in the bed.
Yeah, what were you doing with Dave's toes?
There you go. Oh, who's that?
Oh, that's the cameraman.
Is that the camera? Oh. Would
a chant help?
Possibly.
A great believer, whatever you think.
A bit of Gregorian chanting could help.
Please show yourself, everybody. Please show yourself. Please show yourself. Please show yourself. Keep it going. Please show yourself. Please show yourself. Please show yourself. Fionnuala's
What was that? Okay, so someone or something knocked on the door.
Again, please show yourself. Please show yourself. Please show yourself.
That is again.
That is you. Knock harder. Please show yourself.
Knock, knock, tick, tock. Will they even make it out alive? A miracle. That's what them clowns, Dave and Fionnuala, will need. It's Fright Night, live from Charleville Castle.
So we've paid our visit to the Red Room, had the experience with the bed. Where are we now?
So now we're about to head out to Harriet's Staircase, which is where Lady Harriet had her fall and is very famously one of the most active sites in the castle.
Okay. This is the staircase I was telling you about earlier, the one I wasn't too fond of as a kid. I don't usually, I'd be fine in the daytime, but I think I'm going to we'll bring you there, but I might leave you there because it's a bit too much for me.
Hang on now, the phrase leave us there, you just mean you're going to go for a while, right?
Yeah, okay. It'll be fine. I just,
I don't like the
sound. It's one of those things.
Okay, I don't like the sound of leaving us here.
What?
This is the main staircase the family would have used. This would have been the one that Harriet would have met her end, and where I will bid you adieu.
Michael, where are you going?
I'll come in with you. Yeah. Okay, thank God. Slip off, and I'll stay with you for a few minutes.
Thankfully. Okay, so we're not completely on our own here, but the temperature drop is noticeable in here, Dave.
This is the staircase, Michael. Is he scared of it or wary of it? Or
he's wary of it is the word we're going to go with. Yeah. After dark, the energy out here changes a little bit. During the day, it's grand, but at night, it's a little different.
Okay. Yeah. There is a change of energy here, mainly because of the change of temperature, and I just, the fact that Michael doesn't want to be around it as well, that's putting me a bit on edge.
Yeah. Well, bearing in mind now, we're pretty much as far back as you can get from the castle stairs here now, so would you like to see where she actually fell? Will we just...
Honestly, no, but we've come this far.
Yeah, we kind of have to know, don't we?
Yeah, so she fell, roughly... about here. So if you stand here, right, and then look up, look all the way straight up.
I'm actually afraid to look up because...
So the nursery is over that side. So she fell a distance of 15 to 30 feet.
Oh my God.
To the flagstone floor here below.
And all because she was just trying to play like any child would be. She was literally just trying to have a bit of fun.
Yes. Yeah.
But she came down. Oh my God. Yeah, so that's really creepy to think of that, because that is not a soft landing.
No, it is not. No, it is not. Poor Harriet, it would have been a horrific thing. And if she's seen it coming, you know, can you imagine? You're hurtling face down through that. It is a horrible end.
It's Fright Night, live from Charleville Castle. It's iRadio's Fright Night. Dave and Fionnuala subjected to the haunted Charleville Castle. But I think a surprise is coming. Time to send in the little girl.
I think we're probably okay.
Do you want to join some of my friends in the library?
See, I like a library, that's the thing. Any excuse that I get to go to a library.
My God, how are you not lifted as a child? Come read a book, get in the back of the van.
That would actually work for me.
You shouldn't have come here, not with your laughter. You walk these halls with your wires and your noise, but you don't listen. Listen, Charleville remembers. And so do we. This is not a place for games. We've been patient, but not forgiving. You joke, we judge. Surprise for you in the library, behind the shelves, and beyond the silence. She's still watching. She never left. They used to call her Sister Mercy. Funny name, isn't it? Ask her, what happened to the last ones who laughed? Enjoy the show while you still can.
What are we waiting for?
I want to actually... The thing is, are we going
will
to...
Will you hurt us?
No.
I don't believe you.
Just come into the library. It's not that hard.
We have brought little ghostly Harriet to life. Now it's time to play a game. It's iRadio's Fright Night. Welcome back. It's iRadio's Fright Night. Dave and Fionnuala subjected to the haunted Charleville Castle. And now a little demon child who wants to play games. It's time to play that game, Dave and Fionnuala. Or else...
Do you want to come and play? There's a letter for you guys on the table.
We're in a library and we have to read. Fionnuala's dream, my nightmare. This is scary enough. Please, make it stop.
Okay, this is where maybe I'll get into it a bit more, but Sister Mercy's task, and it's addressed to us. My name's spelled wrong, but they tell me they don't care. So what do we have to do?
You've stepped inside where secrets sleep, where shadows stir and silence keeps.
The books are watching. The game's begun. And trust us, this is not just fun.
It's no mere quiz, nor ghostly lingo. You now must play Impossible Irish Bingo. That's what we were doing on the show.
Yeah, so you started on TikTok. We brought it to air, a challenge from until the end of the year, I should say, to see a nun in full habit.
Yeah.
Someone hitchhiking, man or woman, and a person smoking a pipe. But what is the deal with the nun here, like?
A hidden code lies in the stacks. Okay, so that must be the bookshelves.
Mm-hmm.
Among the shelves, oh, there we go, in shadowed cracks. But thread with care, don't raise alarm. A silent nun guards with calm.
So do we to try and find this nun? Okay, black habit, wide stare, still a stone. Called bingo wrong, you're on your own. A countdown started, the end draws near. Each ticking second feeds the fear.
Oh my God, there is the countdown. What the hell? What the hell are we looking for? Find the code, speak it right. Only the brave unlock the night. Beyond the shells, a prize may gleam. Or end your hopes and crush your dream.
Okay, yeah, we can hear. The clock is ticking, the story knows. And Sister Mercy's patience slows. The clock is ticking, the story knows. And Sister Bingo's patience slows?
What the actual
Lads,
hell?
I don't like riddles. I don't like these tasks.
Are
but
we meant to look in the books?
Well, okay, so... A hidden code, yeah, in the stacks. So... Like...
I don't even know what I'm looking for, Fionnuala, and there must be 5,000 books in here.
Like, that's exactly it. It is very... It's actually very dusty. Sorry, it is quite dusty. And, like, okay. A hidden code. But what kind of code? A code could be anything. Is it going to be numbers, letters?
Time's up.
Fionnuala, the time is done. You failed the game, you did not run. No bingo cried, no code revealed. The silence spoke, the fate was sealed. Down you go where echoes cling. The basement calls and I shall bring.
To the basement, Dave and Fionnuala. Where your final fate awaits. I think it's about time we got to the grand finale. To the basement.
Oh, what a finale. A stinky ass rat heaven basement. Well done. Well done to everybody in iRadio. Well done to every single body. Yes. Yes, we are finally spooked with the rats and the stink and the damp.
Yeah, the mustiness has really taken on a whole new level here. Why us? It's such a victim attitude, but why did we have to be the targets of this? I don't like it. I'm not happy.
There has been too much laughing on iRadio's Fright Night. It's time to admit fear or never leave. What does the basement fireplace say?
What does it say over the fireplace? It says, fear God, honor the king.
It's time to do just that. God save the king will play for eternity unless you admit defeat and fear.
Is this part of the, like, some other riddle we're meant to figure out?
They look at the TripAdvisor rankings for places that are spooky and said to be haunted. And Charleville Castle, you can't argue with it being in the top 10 in the world.
I don't want the people of Offaly to get me wrong. I very much respect Charleville Castle. Of course, Wednesday, some of the scenes were filmed there. That's really cool. I'm happy for Tullamore. It is the fact that it is said to be haunted, that's where I have an issue. There's no such thing as a haunted house, a haunted castle. There's no such thing as ghosts and spirits and creepy crawlies touching your leg. It's a load of nonsense. A load of nonsense. A load of nonsense.
How dare you disrespect our home like that? A load of nonsense, you say. You won't be getting out of here until you admit fear.
So what sort of idiotic experiment is this? Are you going to keep playing God Save the King? Admit fear and you can leave.
I think we have admitted fear because this whole experience has been terrifying in this dark, scary, haunted castle situation. What more do you want from us?
Did you not hear me the first time, you idiot? Admit fear and you can leave.
Okay, so if I just admit fear, I can leave.
Fanula, you are free to leave whenever you like, if you just admit fear.
I think it's fairly obvious. I am afraid.
Fanula, leave.
Well done, Fanula. You can leave.
For God's sake, all that, and that's how it ends. Lads, I'm thrown.
Well, I'm not afraid. I am not afraid. I'll fight any demon child, spirits, ghosts, rats. You put them in front of me and I shall fight. Fight to the death!
Oh, you want some more?
Fanula, you can leave.
I'm not abandoning you now. No, I'm not doing it. We're a team.
I insist, Fanula.
I just don't understand why you won't admit fear, but no, I'm not abandoning you, Dave. No, it's not happening.
If you ghost or whatever you are, they, entity, I'm not afraid.
Admit it, Dave.
Why would you antagonize in this way? Just admit it, Dave.
Okay, oh, another rendition of God Save the King.
It's just infuriating at this stage.
So, if I admit fear, we can just end this.
Would you mind?
Dave, you're always so difficult. Just acknowledge that I am real and you can get back to your life.
Okay. I am afraid. I believe in ghosts. Harriet touched me up. The whole lot. The whole kit and caboodle. I admit everything. I bow before thee. Oh, ye merciless one, please beg and show mercy to me so we can live.
Well, that wasn't so hard, was it?
Thank God.
Finally.
We get to go home to our families. We're like the Chilean miners that time. Throwback reference.
And you've probably missed the paddle at this stage. Maybe you could rearrange for tomorrow night.
Remember, Dave. I'm always watching. Always listening. And I will return. If you're still a shithead.
Hey, it's Leah here. And you've been listening to iRadio's Fright Night. If you've only just started listening in today, well then, we have a bit of explaining to do. So basically, an entity has been taking over Dave and Fionnuala's show for the last couple of weeks. It started off short and sweet by interrupting them, making fun of them, giving out to them the works. And then this week, it really got hot and heavy. It was interrupting the weather, interrupting the news, coming in during the cash machine, to the point that Dave was getting very annoyed. And it turns out, it wasn't really an entity trying to haunt them. It was actually me, their producer, and all the staff at iRadio were in on it with me. So Dave thought he couldn't be scared, and he started making fun of Charleville Castle, which is one of the most haunted places in Ireland. So we thought, why don't we kidnap him and send them to it and see how they get on. A huge thank you to everyone who helped Fright Night happen and helped us scare Dave and Fionnuala. In particular to the Charleville Castle Heritage Trust who let us use their amazing venue. And especially to Michael and Samantha for their fantastic tour of the castle. You really added to the story. If you want to check out the castle for yourself, you can book in for a tour with them. And you can find all the details over on their website or on their Instagram at Charleville Castle. Also, a special thanks to our paranormal investigators, Anthony and Richard, from Paranormal Supernatural Investigations Ireland Limited. They are absolute professionals, and you can see more of their work on their Instagram at PSI Ireland 2019. And last, but by absolutely no means least, a huge thank you to our amazing actress who brought Harriet to life. Thank you to Tegan Fahey from Instep Stage School in Ballinasloe. You were so good that you could be starring in the next series of Wednesday. And finally, before I go, sorry, Dave and Fionnuala, but please don't try get payback.
It's Fright Night, live from Charleville Castle.